Hi, this is Alan Tepper for CombinedHosting.com, TechnoTour, and Pro Video Coalition. We're here today testing the new Rode XDM100 Studio Dynamic Microphone. I'm hearing myself latency-free via the NTH100 isolating headphones, which I had reviewed previously, which are connected to the XDM100's 3.5mm jack. Currently, all DSP effects are inactive in the XDM100. The XDM100 mic is fully dressed with its shock mount and external windscreen. I'm about 10 centimeters, or about 4 inches, away from the tip of the XDM100. With each setting, I'll read one of WKRP's slogans. Before reading the WKRP slogan, we'll listen to 11 seconds of silence, courtesy of your local library. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I'm about to activate the high-pass filter, aka low-cut filter, at 75 Hz. I just activated the high-pass filter at 75 Hz. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I'm about to increase the high-pass filter from 75 Hz to 150 Hz. The high-pass filter is now set to 150 Hz. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I just activated the soft noise gate, another DSP feature of the XDM100. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I just activated the compressor. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I just activated the oral exciter. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I have just activated the big bottom. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and Les Nessman. I just deactivated the big bottom and the noise gate for the upcoming shock tests. Now I'll test the mute feature, first with the physical button. 1, 2, 3, 4. 9, 10, 11. Now I'll test the mute feature with the software button in Unify. 1, 2, 3, 4. 9, 10, 11. As indicated earlier, the XDM100 is mounted in its own external shock mount. That shock mount is connected to the Rode PSA 1 Plus flexible boom. Now I'll lightly tap on the table to see how well the shock mount does its job. I heard nothing in my headphones, which is great. Now I'll lightly tap the boom arm. I heard nothing in my headphones, so that's great. Now I'll carefully move the microphone's position. That's great. Now I'll reactivate the noise gate for the following paragraph. For your information, the Metric Conversion Act of 1975 is an act of Congress that U.S. President Gerald Ford signed into law on December 23, 1975. It declared the metric system the preferred system for weights and measures for United States trade and commerce, but also permitted the use of older, customary units in all activities. As Ford's statement on the signing of the Act emphasizes, all conversion was to be voluntary. The Act also established the United States Metric Board, with representatives from scientific, technical, and educational institutions, as well as state and local governments, to plan, coordinate, and educate residents of the country for metrification. Unfortunately, Ronald Reagan abolished the Metric Board in 1982. However, individuals in the United States remain free to use the metric system for its many benefits, consistencies, and international compatibility.